This is your wake-up call.
Wake up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the-
Hi.
Good morning.
I was had a run in here.
I wasn't running in here. I was talking to Paris.
Yeah.
She was saying, your feet look so white. And I'm like, because they never get tanned. They all kind of, they need a little tan.
You're barefoot in here?
Yeah.
You know how disgusting these floors are? You might get athlete's foot.
I might. That could possibly happen.
That's disgusting. Where are your socks?
They're in the back.
What?
It was a long day.
I wouldn't walk around. I'm not going to lie. I would not walk around barefoot in here.
I didn't want to be late. I had to put my shoes on. I'd have been a little late. So we're here. We're on time.
But then you stopped to talk to Paris.
Well, she was talking to me on the way in.
Okay.
So anyway. Well, good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday.
Yes.
Hopefully you had a good day yesterday. What did I do yesterday? I did a lot of... I went to a teen party yesterday. I had to DJ a teen party.
Oh, I thought you just went.
No, I had to DJ a teen party.
All right, Kelly.
No, I brought ASAP Ferg with me and surprised the kids, and ASAP Ferg performed. He killed it yesterday.
Oh, that's exciting.
It was out in Jersey. This was their last little shindig before school starts. School starts next week. No, 2 weeks. So this was their first little shindig before school started, so I had a good time. I actually brought my daughter, and she was able to chill and party for a little bit.
You want some lotion for your feet?
No, my feet is fine.
The people in here are saying you need lotion.
Stop looking at my feet.
I can't help it. They're shining.
But that's what I did yesterday. What'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday, I went to go... So, you know, I'm opening a restaurant.
Yep.
And so I looked at 8 different locations yesterday. You know, it's very draining and tiring, this whole process of getting things off the ground.
I am telling you, Yee, we are missing out on something huge and amazing.
What you want, banchan chicken?
Banchan. We can open up a banchan somewhere in New York. We can even open up in Brooklyn if you want.
Thank
oh
you.
My gosh, we can, we should do it. I'm telling you, banchan is popping.
All right. I mean, listen, a banchan chicken, me and banchan go way back.
Nah, well, I just was introduced to banchan. Now, if you're listening and you're just showing this and you're saying, what the hell is banchan? Banchan is a place to sell chicken. The chicken is amazing.
It's like double fried Korean chicken.
It's glazed, but it's fried, so it has that glazed feeling, but it's crunchy. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
This is just amazing that banchan's been around for a long time and you just randomly went there.
Randomly, and oh my gosh, banchan chicken is amazing.
They also have deep-fried octopus dumplings.
I'll try that next time.
All right.
All right, but let's get the show cracking. And don't forget, the cast of When Love Kills will be joining us. So that's Tasha Smith, Lance Gross, Lil Mama, and Tammy Roman. They'll be joining us this morning. What up, Charlamagne?
Yeah, Tasha Smith is actually not a cast member. She is the director and one of the producers.
Okay. So we'll kick it with all of them. And then we got front page news. What are we talking about?
We are going to talk about Charlottesville. We'll tell you what white supremacist just turned himself in. And I'll give you a hint. He had previously gotten donkey of the day.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, one Powerball winner, right, Yee?
Yes, there was one grand prize winner. It's the second largest Powerball jackpot in the history.
Where at?
And that was sold in Massachusetts at Handy Variety, which is a convenience store in Watertown. That jackpot is worth $758.7 million.
Goodness
so that's
gracious.
The largest grand prize won by a single lottery ticket in United States history.
That's amazing.
There were almost 1 million additional players that won prizes that totaled more than $135 million also.
Drop on the clues bombs for that old white woman in Massachusetts who just got rich.
Might not have been an old white woman.
Guaranteed.
Might have been a young...
Nah. Guaranteed it was old white.
What a town, Massachusetts,
guy.
Whoever was shopping at Handy Variety.
Mm-mm. Definitely an old white woman.
And don't, the person who sold the ticket gets money too, right?
Right. They get a percentage.
Well, congratulations to them. How much was the total cash payout? Like $400 million?
Yeah, they'll be good to go.
My goodness. All right, what else are we talking about in front page?
The White House has finally set those rules for the transgender military ban. Now, we told you that previously that Donald Trump was planning to reinstate that ban, and what he has done now is made a memo about what's going to happen if you are actively serving. Now, according to the new rules, The Pentagon has the power to deny admittance to transgender military members and to also not spend money on medical treatment for those currently serving. They're also going to be looking at their ability to not only serve in a war zone, but whether they can participate in exercises or live for months on a ship. So what that means is...
What do they think transgender people
they
are?
They should do that with everyone.
Yeah. Like, they don't think they're human beings?
I would think that's
beings?
Standard practice. Like, to figure out if anyone can participate in the exercises or live for months on a ship. So those are the guidelines they said will be the primary deciding factors. And up until now, transgender soldiers have been getting military medical care for gender dysphoria, which is a condition that's recognized by the American Psychiatric Association as a medical issue. Now they will no longer get that.
I still don't understand what your gender identity got to do with you wanting to protect and serve this country.
We're serving, yeah. I don't get it either.
Yeah, so, you know, MTV is actually going to bring some transgender military members to the VMAs as well. They have reached out to the military in an effort to bring some active duty transgender military service members just to call light upon this issue.
That is a fact. I'll be hosting the MTV VMA pre-show this weekend, too. Me and Terrence J and Little Yachty and...
Let's remember everyone.
That other person you just can't remember.
That fourth person.
Who is it? I think it's
Gabrielle Wilson. Is that her name?
Gabrielle.
Here we go.
Sorry. Jesus Christ.
And Charlottesville, remember the white supremacist Chris Cantwell who you gave Donkey of the Day to?
The guy that was crying?
Yes. Yeah, well, he has turned himself in. Now, if you recall, he had these things to say, and he was featured on that Vice special.
So when did you get into, as you said, the racial stuff?
When the Trayvon Martin case happened, you know, Michael Brown and Tamir Rice and all these different things happened, every single case, it's some little black ass behaving like a savage, and he gets himself in trouble, shockingly enough. Whatever problems I might have with my fellow white people, they generally are not inclined to such behavior, and, you know, you gotta kind of take that into consideration when you're thinking about how to organize your society.
And so now, if you recall, and this is why Charlamagne gave him Donkey of the Day, afterward he found out that he was wanted by the police for 3 different felonies, and he was actually crying on camera. Here he is crying.
If law enforcement wants me to turn myself in, or they want to know my location, all they have to do is call that number. And if we can set up a means of communication where I can verify that you're the police, I will go to the police station or wherever you tell me to go, or if I can confirm that you are in fact law enforcement, I will give you my location and I will let you come and get me, okay? I'm armed. I do not want violence with you, all right? I'm terrified. I'm afraid you're going to kill me. I really am.
Don't put him
now
in.
Now you know how everyone else feels about you.
Yes, and don't put him in PC. Take him to jail and put him around POC. That's people of color, okay? Well, let him fend for himself.
He has turned himself in yesterday, so... That's good. I can't wait to see what happens.
Right. And Gabby Wilson is the young lady's name that's hosting the VMA pre-shows with myself and Little Yachty and Terrence J.
I'm glad you finally got her name right.
I knew it was something Wilson. Gabby Wilson.
My goodness.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us up right now. Maybe you had a bad morning or bad night, or maybe you want to spread some positivity. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Rob from Charlotte. What's up, Breakfast Club?
What's up, Rob? Get it off your chest, bro.
704, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man? The Queen City. I just want to say, man, just treat one person right today. Don't worry about the whole world. Just treat one person right. Do something great with a little thing.
I agree with you. That's actually one of my mottos. I try to do that every day. But I try to make one person happy every day. That's not like my daughter or wife, you know?
Hello, who's this? Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is 3D. What's good, man?
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Yo, man. Ain't nobody fighting for us. Like, everybody's fighting, but nobody's fighting for us.
What are you talking about?
Like... For instance, if a gay dude hits on me and I get mad and enraged and I hit him, it's a hate crime.
Why would you put your hands on somebody for hitting on you?
Like, I mean, you're right. Cause
you shouldn't even do that. Yeah. If somebody that was gay or straight just simply hit on you and then you hit them, you'll get in trouble regardless.
You said Charlamagne got his butt. What?
If I'm touched inappropriately.
You mean if a man sexually assaults you?
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if a man or a woman touches you inappropriately, you should be enraged.
I'm angry.
What are you angry about?
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you mad about, sir? Seriously, all jokes aside, what you want to talk about again?
What I'm saying is, why, if a gay person
is saying, if they're touching you, you can't get mad about it. But if it's the other way around.
My brother, who touched you?
Hitting on a woman. And
somebody definitely.
Who touched you, bro?
Somebody
who touched you? It's 6 in the morning. Who touched you? What happened?
We ain't talking about. We ain't going to get into that.
Just somebody touched you.
No, we just want to see where your anger is coming from. What happened? Talk to us.
I'm done. I'm hanging up.
Somebody touched
you. I'm sorry you were touched, bro.
I'm not going to make fun of somebody for getting touched.
Yeah, that's not fun.
But it's 6 o'clock in the morning. He tried to call up. He's like, that's just a random phone call. That was on your mind, bro.
That was definitely
And that's
on his
not
mind.
A hate crime if somebody aggressively touches you and you get into a fight. That's not a hate crime.
What happened was somebody touched him and he liked it. And now he woke up this morning confused. Okay?
So you wanted to complain about it?
No, he wants to know what to do. Oh. Do whatever your heart desires, sir.
My goodness. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
This is Ron.
Ron, get it off your chest, bro.
What's up, man? Good morning to The Breakfast Club, by the way.
Good
what
morning.
Up, Ron?
What's going on, man? I'm just letting y'all know, man. I'm a little bit upset because I let my girl go out last night, right?
Okay.
And she went out hanging out with a friend. Tell me why she is not home yet, man.
Oh, boy. Where'd she go?
I don't even know. I know she went to a party because it was one of her homegirls' birthdays.
Where you live at?
Went out. I'm from Long Island, man.
Did you call her?
I called her designated driver because usually when they go out, you know, they all get their phone to the designated driver because, you know, they get pissed face.
My brother, your girl went out, hadn't come home, and said she gave her phone to somebody else. So when you call her, somebody else picks up the phone.
The designated driver is supposed to be the one to answer their phone so that I know what's going on.
Who's the designated man giving her some penis last night? Do you know who that is? Do you have any clue who it may be?
Are you sure she's okay?
I'm sure she's okay. I talked to the designated driver like 15 minutes ago.
And she said
She claims that, you know, they all sleeping. You know, like they all.
Your girl had sex with another man last night.
Well, tell the designated driver to wake your girlfriend up. You would like to speak to her.
Sir, your girl had sex with another man last night. Can you really come to that conclusion, please? Please.
If I could.
You know what? Call her on three-way right now.
My brother, your girl had sex with another man last night.
Call the designated driver.
Call on three right now.
You sure call on three-way right now?
Yeah, what's her name? What's your girl's name?
My girl's name is, I call her TKO. Her name is Tara.
All right, I got to call her.
You call her TKO?
Stop it.
Why?
TKO.
Yeah, because she knocked you out.
Stop it.
Fight is over. Fight is over, sir.
Call her three-way. Hurry up. Call her right now.
She was with another man last night.
All right, hold on.
This is all bad. The New York clubs close at 4 a.m., so it's 6. It's after 6 now, so that means they've been done partying at 2 hours ago.
My bad, y'all. I don't even think it's going to go through, to be honest with you, man. My phone right now, I don't see the ad call feature right now.
I know it did go through. That man's penis in her uterus.
It wasn't no dude, Charlamagne.
All right, it might have been a woman. Yeah. Either way, she cheated on you last night.
You should tell the designated driver, take a picture of my girlfriend and send it to me. I want to make sure she's okay.
All right.
She's not
see,
fully
now,
clothed.
What I'm doing right now is I was driving to the house because I know where she lives.
Oh, yeah, that's even better. Pop up at that crib. How long y'all been together?
About a year and a half.
You think she's silly enough to bring another man back to her crib or another woman?
She probably ain't there.
We don't live together, and I went to her house. And nobody's home. Nobody at all.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, listen, man. You win some, you lose some. Okay?
Damn it, man. I'm sorry for you, bro.
Women are like buses. 15 minutes later, another one's coming, okay?
All right. Well, let's find out what happened before you jump to any conclusions.
There is no conclusion.
That's why I like you. I'm listening to you. I'm not listening to
Sean. He's trying to ruin your relationship.
Yeah, because I'm telling you the truth, and Angela's telling you what you want to hear.
No, the truth is we don't know what happened.
I ain't gonna lie.
If he goes to the designated driver's house and imagine she's laying there asleep,
then he was right.
This woman planned this out from the beginning. I got a designated driver, meaning I'm going to get drunk tonight, right?
I'm giving my phone to my designated driver
so you can't reach
and then
me.
When you do
Come
call,
on, man.
By the way, that's very responsible to have a designated driver.
Okay, listen.
We tried to plan it.
I'm gonna give my phone to somebody else.
Remember
if she passes out drunk like she did, someone answers the phone at least.
Remember in the Notorious movie when Biggie called Faith and Biggie goes, "Look, I'm letting such and such use my room tonight, so don't call the hotel.
Don't call the room.
Clear giveaway. You about to do some dirt."
Well, she didn't call me and let me know not to call. That's the thing, Charlamagne.
Have a blessed day,
sir. Good luck.
Call us back when you find out who the other guy is, okay?
All right, good morning.
That's so...
Jesus Christ.
He's going to have a bad day at work today,
Terrible day.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yee, we got rumors up?
Yes, let's talk about women doing big things. Laverne Cox says that she has a surprise top secret project in the works. We'll tell you who that's with. Also, Issa Rae has been cast in a new movie, and we'll tell you all about it.
All right, we'll talk about all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning. What's happening? We are. And let me send out a rest in peace to my friend Gigi's mom. Gigi does a lip service podcast with me. Her mother passed away yesterday.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
So she's in Philly now handling business. But our condolences to her whole family.
What up, Gigi?
All right. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. We're talking R. Kelly.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, yesterday we told you about Jahonda Pace. Now, she is a woman who says that when she was 15 years old, R. Kelly had her in the same type of situation that he has some of these young women in. And she's speaking out. Even though there is an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, she actually got a payout. She was getting $5,000 a month, allegedly, to not say anything. And she had settled. She is speaking out. She doesn't care if she gets sued. Here is what she had to say yesterday about why R. Kelly chose her.
I started thinking, like, I have something that he want. What do I have that he want? I have to have something that stands out opposed to all the other women in the world. And it was my age. And he did tell me that he liked his women young so that he can train them. You just think, this person picked me. If I don't, you know, abide by this person's rules, he can easily replace me. I need to do what he wants me to do, especially if I want to stick around. Like, this is a celebrity. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And at 16 years old, you're not mentally prepared. You're still a kid.
R. Kelly's a bum-ass child molester, allegedly.
Yeah. Where are these girls' dads, though? That's what I'm confused.
And when you sign an NDA, how old do you have to be? Because if she signed it underage, didn't it have to be like a legal guardian, your parent?
I think that when she
have a lawyer.
I think she was of age when she left. Mm. So maybe she signed it then. I don't know. It seems like it wouldn't stand, though.
Oh, your lawyer, your parents can do it.
Right. Well, anyway, here is what she said about the reason she left, and then I'll tell you what R. Kelly's response is from his side.
I was a victim of sexual abuse, mental abuse, and physical abuse, all at the hands of R. Kelly. He's a great mind manipulator. He believes in manipulating your mind and telling you that he's the only one that can save you and that your family is all out against you. He wants you to himself. I really thought that he was the only one that could help me and save me, but I didn't know what he was saving me from. Mm-mm. I was very naive. It was like his music that pretty much like sucked me in.
Yes, what can R. Kelly save you from? High school? Like bullying in high school? Like what? What can
she
save
trying to have
from?
A career, so save her musical career, I'm sure she was thinking.
Well, Jahonda came forward because she wants to help other women. She told her story to BuzzFeed. And
other
now,
little girls.
Yes, other women.
Now, little girls.
Here is what the allegations, according to R. Kelly's side, are saying. They're saying the allegations against Mr. Kelly are false and are being made by individuals known to be dishonest. It's clear these continuing stories are the result of the effort of those with personal agendas who are working in concert to interfere with and damage his career.
Oh,
Mr.
God.
Kelly, again, denies any and all wrongdoing and is taking appropriate legal action to protect himself from ongoing defamation. We told you a couple of weeks ago that a lot of his tour stops have been canceled because he's on tour right now, the After Party tour. So he's still posting, trying to promote his tour, but things are looking bad.
Robert, the jig is up. The jig was up when you wrote Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. The jig was up when you married Aaliyah when she was 15. The jig was up when we saw you on video urinating on an underage girl. And I'll say allegedly just because he got off in a court of law.
There you go.
But whatever, the jig been up.
All right, Laverne Cox and Beyonce are supposedly working on a top secret project. Now, she, according to Laverne Cox, says she has no idea how it all came about. She said, I'm like, does she pick out her biggest fans ever and work with her? It's pretty amazing. She also tells a story about how the two of them met at the 2017 Grammys in February. And here's what she said about their initial interaction.
So I met her at the Grammys for the first time earlier this year and was sort of like, so I do my little bit to present and then like she comes out after she's performed during your commercial break and like there's an entourage and then like, so the show happens and the commercial happens and then everyone sort of descends on Beyonce when the commercial happens and I'm like, this is my chance, girl. So I get up and I'm like, and I go and I sort of peek over and she's talking to DJ Khaled and I sort of peek behind DJ Khaled, and I get eye contact with her, and we lock eyes, and she was like, her face lights up, and she's like, someone help me up. She was pregnant and said just the loveliest thing.
All right. So that is, I don't know what this top secret project is.
It ain't top secret if everybody know about it.
Well, we don't know what it is.
Oh.
So okay. We just know that she said they're working on something. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee, now when we come back, we got some front page news. There was a winner for Powerball. Get your tickets.
I don't know why you got so excited, like you know the person.
He might.
I might.
They're in Massachusetts.
Nah, I doubt it.
No, I got a lot of family in Massachusetts.
Oh, now you got family in Massachusetts. All of a sudden,
I got a lot of
family. Powerball ticket get bought in Massachusetts. You got family in Massachusetts now. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Got a lot of family in Massachusetts. So if you live in Massachusetts or you bought your
ticket. Is it Massachusetts?
I can't say the word. What's the word?
Mansa Moonsa. That's how much money they got, whoever the person is.
Mansa, whatever. If you got a ticket from there, you might
from
be
where?
A winner. Massachusetts. I can't say Massachusetts. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about this Powerball now.
Yes, the Powerball. There was...
What are you doing?
Drinking a protein shake.
We know.
You
everybody
drank that
knows.
So quickly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was a $758.7 million jackpot, and that was claimed by a single ticket that was sold in... Envy?
Massachusetts.
That's right. That's in Watertown, Massachusetts, at a convenience store called Handy Variety. There were also almost 1 million additional players that won prizes totaling more than $135 million as well. So congratulations. It's the second largest lottery prize in United States history.
Yeah, congratulations to that old white woman on her blessing.
Why you keep saying that? You know
she's
an old white woman.
She's an old white woman. But God bless her. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate your blessing, baby.
If you take that in that lump sum, you get $443 million. I'm doing a lump sum.
Well.
Or would you do the 29 yearly payment?
No, no, I'm taking the lump sum.
Lump sum immediately.
Especially if you're old. Because I guarantee you she's about 60, 70 years old. Still try to get her pregnant, too, out there, fellas. don't get it twisted. If she's an older woman, still.
I might.
She got to leave that money to somebody.
I probably would do the payouts.
Why?
No, I want that money immediately.
Yeah, just take the whole lump sum.
You can invest that money. Nah, you take that money immediately.
Well, you live, just live good forever.
You can't live good forever with $400 million?
You know how many people go broke after winning a lottery?
Well, that's exactly. I can't.
That's what they would say, too, until they go broke.
Nope, I can't relate to they dumbass. First of all, whatever you do with $400, you're going to do with $400 million. Mm-hmm. So if you're not the type of person that can save $400 or work well with $400, you're going to blow $400
million. I don't know.
It don't got nothing to do with the amount of money.
Not at all.
If you're not good with money, you're just not good with money.
All right, I'm just saying this. There's a lot of lottery winners who end up going broke.
Let me get $400 million. Watch how frugal Van Draws ball.
All right, now let's talk about your guy, Chris Cantwell. Charlamagne had gave him Donkey of the Day previously. He is a racist white supremacist, and he did that Vice documentary. He also did a YouTube about why he doesn't like black people, basically, and how it all started. Check it out.
So when did you get into, as you said, the racial stuff?
When Trayvon Martin... case happened, you know, Michael Brown and Tamir Rice and all these different things happen. Every single case, it's some little black ass behaving like a savage, and he gets himself in trouble. Shockingly enough, whatever problems I might have with my fellow white people, they generally are not inclined to such behavior. And you know, you got to kind of take that into consideration when you're thinking about how to organize your society.
How can you talk about somebody displaying savage behavior, but then and while you're displaying savage behavior, and then in the same breath say you don't deal with that from your fellow white people when you indeed are being a savage?
I don't even know why I try to make sense of it. But anyway, he actually then found out that he was wanted for 3 felonies, and here's his reaction.
If law enforcement wants me to turn myself in, or they want to know my location, all they have to do is call that number. And if we can set up a means of communication where I can verify that you're the police, I will go to the police station or wherever you tell me to go. Or if I can confirm that you are in fact law enforcement, I will give you my location and I will let you come and get me. Okay, I'm armed. I do not want violence with you. All right, I'm terrified. I'm afraid you're going to kill me. I really am.
All right. Well, he has now turned himself in. So we'll see what happened. He is being held in Lynchburg, Virginia, and he's awaiting transportation to Charlottesville.
A lot of black people in that jail. Don't put him in PC. Put him around POC, people of color, and let him fend for himself, damn it.
I can already tell. They already call him the Nazi crybaby.
You better have that same racist energy when you in jail discussing your plight with black and brown people to black and brown people. Let's see how that goes for you, sir.
All right. Well, that's your front page news. And I just want to say one last thing. Nearly 70% of lottery winners end up broke within 7 years.
Yeah, because they're not good with money.
Yeah, they probably never had money.
Like, simple as that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Unheard of.
Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, we have the cast of When Love Kills. That's Tasha Smith, Little Mama, Lance Gross, and Tammy Roman. So we'll kick it with them when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building.
A lot of people.
The cast of When Love Kills. We have Miss Tasha Smith.
Hey.
Lance Gross.
Yo.
Lil Mama. And Tammy Roman. Good morning, guys.
I was just telling Tasha, she's like the premier go-to acting coach in Hollywood. Every time someone tries to get me to take acting classes, they say, go to Tasha.
Yeah, because that's because I'm good. TESOL.com, you guys. I'm coming to TESOL.com.
New York in November. So go to the website, TESOL.com. But you produced this movie, actually.
I'm sorry?
You produced this movie.
Yes, I'm one of the producers of the movie, yes.
She's the director.
Okay. So what does a producer do?
I pretty much help, you know, everything. I got Lance. Hey. That's actually what gave me my producer title. To tell you the truth, I was just on to direct, right? Mm-hmm. But after I got Lance Gross, Floyd Mayweather, Big Freedia, I was like, you know what? Y'all gonna let me produce this.
Yeah,
I want a producer credit, damn it.
Floyd's in the movie, too?
Floyd's in the movie, baby.
Oh, yes, he is.
Did he read his script?
You know what? See, I'm going to hurt you with that.
Come on now.
Because seriously,
I thought you felt bad about those jokes.
Let me just say something. Floyd is one of the smartest people. And because of Charlamagne, when I saw Floyd, because of Charlamagne, I didn't think Floyd could read. Oh, and he was reading the book. And I was like, damn, Floyd, you can read. That nigga Charlamagne ain't nothing. I mean, damn, Charlamagne, why do you keep trying to act like everybody like you?
Let me tell y'all something.
Floyd Mayweather kills it in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Little Mama is a stripper in the movie.
You a stripper, Little Mama?
Yeah, that's a fact.
So now, do you do those moves in real life, Little Mama? I was like, do Little Mama be giving lap dances to her boyfriend?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. No, I'm just playing. But only if I'm there to direct her.
Right. It's awkward.
Nice Mama, squat in whole position. No, I'm playing. You know what? People keep talking about Little Mama being a stripper in the movie because they think her booty ain't big enough. But remember, this movie takes place in the 90s before strippers had big booties.
Oh, so she had the 90s
booty. I know, because I got 90s booty.
Everybody tells me all the time, when you got the 90s body, I be like, right.
So I can't see Little
Mama as a stripper. I still see Little Mama as lip gloss.
As Little Mama, right?
And Little Mama, like, her persona has always been the opposite of that. Like, you've always been, like, keep your clothes on, that type of
stuff. So basically, that's why I was, like, fearful to take on this role in the beginning. For one, like Tasha said, I'm so small, so I was like, all right, I'm going to go in and audition because I want to get in there and read for Leah Daniels and show her that I can act and, like, I'm serious about it. But at the same time, I was like, she's not going to choose me, so this is good. I get to go in, get this out the way, and continue on with my day. And she called me back and was like, I loved your audition. You was amazing.
There's going to be a lot of people sliding your DMs.
Yeah, that's a fact. Nah, because she's doing it.
Now, Tammy did a great job in the movie, too.
Thank you.
She actually plays Little Mama's mama in the movie. And this is based on a true story, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Felicia Blakely.
Felicia Blakely is a real person.
True story. And you know what? A lot of girls get caught up. I don't want to give away the movie, but girls get caught up. They start dating the wrong guy, Lance. And they get caught up. And Lance in real life is such a nice guy.
That's what makes it so good.
To see all three of you doing roles that's like so opposite.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think makes it good about Lance's character is that he is such a genuinely nice person. And then you see him on screen, it's like, gosh, you good at being bad. And like, you know, you want to hate him, but then it's like, he's so fine. I don't like Dino. I'm not going to like Dino. But, you know, he's so good at his role that it really makes Lil Mama's character.
She called you Felicia. That means you did a good job.
Yes. Oh, can I say something? Can we please, can y'all please call me Natia, please? Thank you.
Oh, no more Lil Mama?
I mean, there is still Lil Mama. I mean, for those who don't know, they still, but when
I'm
getting
your acting on.
Yes, I'm getting my acting on, and I'm very serious about my craft.
Well, good morning, Natia.
Don't you hate when Negroes change their name? No, no,
for too long as Lil Mama. Now it's time to stop playing. Tasha calls me Natia every day.
I don't call her Natia every day. I just call her Natia when she say Natia. And then she get mad at people for saying it wrong.
Tasha, this is crazy.
N-I-A-T-I-A. It's spelled like Nia-tia. No, so my name is spelled N-I-A-T-I-A, but it's pronounced Natia, like N-A-H. T-I-A, like Natia. not Natia or Niatia. Natia.
Are you going to get into your IG handles now?
And yeah, soon enough. My name means Purpose Goddess. And, I feel like I'm walking in that.
How did you mentally prepare yourself for that role? Because like you said, you got to represent nice guy. Now you're playing like this predator.
Yeah, Lance probably went home to his wife, started treating her bad.
Nah. I mean, but you got to keep in mind, we're actors. You know what I mean? Right. Just like you guys wouldn't see Natia as a stripper, you got to keep in mind, we're actors. This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? So it's just research. I prepared for it. I was talking to the P's in Oakland, in Vegas, Houston. You know, I just knew I had to tap outside of myself and become Dino. I had to dive in. So I had to talk with my family, talk with God, and I made it happen.
Were you ever a savage at any point in your life? You had a whole phase,
Lance? Lance had to be a savage.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I had to get that out of my system.
What stage in your life was you at? When you did that?
Damn, I was in college.
Mm. Yeah. For food?
No. But she did cook me a nice meal.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Now, Lance, sometimes when people are acting, this like spills over into their real life. Did you ever, like when you were doing your little pimp character, Dino, ever go home and start talking crazy to your wife? And she's like, what are you doing?
You know what?
This movie?
I really had to detox after this. Mm-hmm. I had to pray a lot because, yeah, it was in me. I remember me and my wife got into a small argument, and I said something. I had to pull back because I was like, that's not Lance. That's Dino.
What'd you say?
I don't even know what I said, but it was just left field. Like,
bitch, where my money?
No, it was like a line out of the film. You know what I mean? So I was like, you know what? I got to pull back. And then another story, the day after we finished, I had to go back to L.A. and take my daughter to a children's party. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my daughter's two, but she started playing on this pole and it did something to me because we was just in the strip clubs in Atlanta and I was like, get off the pole. You know what I mean? But it's like, that is kind of weird, but it was like, I was still in that Dino mindset.
No monkey bus, but you get off
if you don't get off that pole. Like,
that's father too, though. Because as a father, we want to keep our girls off
the pole.
Stripper pole.
Absolutely.
And off Mona Scott Young reality show.
There you go. There you go.
Yes. We love Mona.
All right, we'll be back with the cast of When Love Kills. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. The cast of When Love Kills is in the building. That is Tasha Smith, Lance Gross, Little Mama, and Tammy Roman. Yee?
So, Tammy, you actually are the mother of two daughters. What would you do if Felicia Blakely was your daughter? Because you've done such a great job raising your own kids. Absolutely.
I was going to say, I don't think that would happen for me, only because I'm very hands-on. Like, I wanted to be very present for my daughters. Like, I was a latchkey kid. Like, my mom worked three jobs. So she didn't have the personality or characteristics of Stacy, but she still wasn't home. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I knew when I had my daughters, you know, my children, that I was going to be always available and always their form of counsel. Like, very open. You guys know I'm, like, very open with my kids about everything. So I don't think that really would have happened to me. But to answer your question, I think there are a lot of mothers out there like Stacy that, you know, want to be involved but don't really know how to relate to their children. Like, times have changed. Social media is so prevalent. You know, everybody's looking up to the rapper, the Amber Roses of the world, and, you know, no shade, because y'all gonna make it shady. But, you know, they're looking up to the slut walks and stuff.
And no disrespect to Amber Rose or the slut walk, but I'm with you. Like, I don't want my daughter looking up to somebody that they don't know or somebody.
None of us do.
I told y'all.
Right.
Didn't I tell y'all that the first time?
That's cool.
Y'all ain't want to listen.
That's not hating by saying that. That's not cool. I don't want my daughter to
look up. I want my daughter to look up to my wife. I want my son to look up to me. Like, that's what it is. Like, no, I don't want. No disrespect.
Tammy, you playing a negligent mother in the movie. Mm-hmm. Did you talk to Jackie Christie about that? Did research parole?
Good.
You
know
what?
You can
guess at him all the time. Don't do that.
That was a good one.
As soon as she walked out the room.
I don't know nothing about Jackie. As soon as she left, everybody was like, you was too soft on it. I'm like, I don't watch the show. But
okay,
I heard she's a negligent mother.
Okay, well, let me just say this. Jackie is a very nice person, very sweet person. I don't know her home life. You know what I mean? So that's why you said you don't watch our show, but on our show, I mind my business. Like, mm-hmm. I got my own kids to worry about. I'm not trying to worry about you and yours. You handle up on that. So from my perspective, I only know her to be the person I've been around. And she's always said how much she loved her kids, that she's involved in their lives. She's brought a million receipts to show that she's been involved in their lives financially and things of that nature. So I can only respect what she's telling me. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything other than that.
Who is Felicia Blakely, Tasha?
In real life.
Well, just listening to you guys talk about the whole just the strippers and everything, like there are some women that could probably handle that lifestyle and not get caught up. Like you look at Amber Rose, you look at Blac Chyna, they did pretty well for themselves, mm-hmm. right? But every woman, I feel, can't go in that world and really mentally handle it and handle the pressure that they may have in that world. And to me, Felicia Blakely was one of those women. She was young. She was looking, you know, for a way to make some money. Hey, I used to be a stripper, okay? So I understand. Really? I don't know if y'all knew
that video.
Anyway.
Tasha.
I did.
What was your trip
with Brandy. And guess what the song was that I went up
I
to?
Be down.
Push It.
That was a long time ago.
I was stripping before Felicia Blakely was at the strip club, okay? And I'm telling you, honestly, I wouldn't have made it if I had to strip today. Women are doing tricks. That's why I told Mama, she's not doing all those tricks because we didn't have acrobatic strippers back in the day. You know, all you had to have was booty and titties. And I was making money because I had that. And I would not dance in black clubs. I wasn't dancing for you Negroes. I was not doing it. Okay. I was like, you got to work too hard in a black club. In a white club, all I got to do is take my top off. They see these titties. I'm paid.
The 90s booty. That's what I'm telling you.
Back in the day, I was so broke.
I was doing stand-up comedy. I couldn't afford to get to the comedy club. Like, back in the day, like, you didn't really make a lot of money doing stand-up, so you had to really work on your craft. And sometimes you might make 15, 20 bucks, you know, and you had to get there. I mean, seriously, it wasn't a lot of money. And so I needed to survive. So for me, I needed to support my comedy career, my acting career. Most of the comics I work with didn't even know I was stripping. So it was just a way that I was just surviving.
Right.
But I got out of the club. But I remember as a young girl, vulnerable, needing love, needing acceptance, needed to survive. I know my path could have been different. Like, I ended up here doing this, directing, living my dream. Felicia Blakely ended up serving life in jail. You follow me? Mm. She made some wrong decisions. Mm-hmm. She was so young. She was so vulnerable. This character, Dino, came up in her life at the wrong time when she couldn't handle that talk he was giving her. She did everything she could do to get this man to love her, and she's now looking at life, you know, through a glass window in jail. Mm. And so I feel like this story is important for those young girls. You know, we could glorify stripping, but the truth is every woman can't handle it. They can't just go in, make money, pay for their college tuition, and leave.
Yeah, it's not a lot of success stories.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm 46. I was stripping when I was 20, 21.
That was the Harry Cucci era, too, by the way.
But sometimes we do pass judgment on people that, you know, used to be strippers, and we pass judgment on them, and we don't know. There's people that are lawyers now that used to be strippers.
Exactly. But can I tell you something? The thing is that some strippers may have a positive influence in their life to know how to flip it, to go do something greater like Amber Rose, but all of them don't have that voice. Right. You know what I'm saying? And they don't really know how special they are and how smart they are and how God has this future for them that's greater than just that moment of survival.
I agree with that.
I mean, I look at drug dealers the same way, though. You just have to have another plan.
Right.
Because you know that there's no good end result to either one of those
at
things.
All.
You can't script fail, but you can't sell dope fail.
No, you cannot.
I'm glad, Tasha, that you don't look down upon talent like Tammy. Because a lot of people don't take the reality TV stars seriously.
Oh, my God.
And they act,
let me say something. I'm just going to have to tell y'all this. I knew Tammy first as an actress because I coached her. I don't usually say it like that, but I did, and I'm very proud of it. There were jobs that we would audition for that Tammy would get to where as though it would mess with my head as an actor. I'd be like, damn, Tammy's on this audition again. She's going to get the job, you know. She's amazing.
She did a great
job.
She's
so talented.
You did. You really did do a great job.
Tammy.
She's incredible.
It's hard because you look at it and you're like, oh, that's Tammy Roman. But then as you watch her act, she really did a great job as like this woman where you're like, oh, my God.
A lot of people have pigeonholed me and so put me in this box and like wouldn't even allow me to go back to acting.
Oh, wow.
So TV1 kind of was like, no, we're going to take a chance on you and really let you be in this picture and do what you know how to do. So I'm thankful to them for that. And I'm just so blessed to be here and thankful to be a part of this. So thank you for mentioning that.
Absolutely. You know? What the hell y'all gonna do with Bonnie Chronicles? Y'all tried to slide that one.
Oh, we got something up our sleeve.
Yeah.
That's all I got to tell
y'all. Got y'all plans.
We'll let
we
you
got
know,
ours.
Though. You and your pretty face. You know what, Charlamagne? When did he get cute? He looks like he's got his eyebrows done, like he got Botox. His face is all clean and tight. I mean, you got Botox. I swear you got Botox. Look at you. You pretty.
I get chemical pills.
Like Charlamagne, you pretty.
Okay. Charlamagne got pretty.
I'm like, Charlamagne got pretty. Like, what's up, Charlamagne? What are you saying?
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
See,
damn, well, you good.
You
your
married?
Wife is
respect.
Lucky.
You married?
Oh, wow.
No, congratulations.
Who is the woman?
I had no idea.
Who's the woman that married Charlamagne? And it was before he was pretty. So who met no?
That's a fact.
Tasha, his forehead is not moving. I know I'm not tripping.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
All right.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's happening?
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Netflix.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, let us get ready to Netflix and chill. There's a lot of things coming on Netflix in the next month. Now, there's going to be Mr. Dynamite, The Rise of James Brown. That is a documentary that chronicles the journey from James Brown. And it's going to have some never-before-seen concert footage, some photographs and interviews with people who were close to him and were influenced by him, like Questlove, Bootsy Collins, Chuck D, Reverend Al Sharpton, and more.
I'm here for that.
Coming September 1st, and it's actually co-produced by Mick Jagger as well.
I'm here for that. South Carolina's own James Brown. Drop on the Clues bombs for him, damn it.
She's Gotta Have It. That is Spike Lee's, and he's going back to the iconic She's Gotta Have It original, and it's going to be a series, and that starts it starts on Thanksgiving, it says, exclusively on Netflix.
I'm here for that. That gives me time to finish up Defenders.
All right. Also, Shaq and Cedric the Entertainer present All-Star Comedy Jam. That is debuting September 1st. And, Strong Island is another one that is going to be pretty good. And that's a documentary about the life, death, and quest for justice for Yance Ford's brother, who was murdered in Long Island in 1992. He was a black 24-year-old teacher, and he was killed by a white 19-year-old mechanic.
I'm going to get to all of that. The beautiful thing about Netflix is it's not going anywhere.
Yes.
Okay? No, I'll get to all of that.
All right, now let's discuss Amy Schumer. There was a story in Variety, and that story says that she renegotiated her Netflix special salary because she found out Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle were paid so much more for their stand-up specials. They were paid $20 million, and she said she got paid $11 million for her The Leather special taping.
Netflix overpaid it because Amy Schumer's terrible on stage.
Well,
is that horrible?
Really?
She actually was able to get her pay raised significantly after she went back to them.
White privilege. There's no way in hell you should be comparing yourself to Dave Chappelle and
now,
Chris Rock.
I'm going to tell you what she had to say. But her reasoning for that request was, as a woman, she feels like she deserves more equal pay. Now, she commented on this because she said, thanks for chiming in on what you feel I deserve to be paid. I believe women deserve equal pay. However,
don't bring women into this. This got to do with funny.
This got to be.
And
this
got to do with legendary status and resumes.
Can I finish telling you what she said?
Your lawyer. That's what it has to do with.
She said, however, I don't believe I deserve equal pay to Chris and Dave.
Okay.
She said, Chris and Dave are legends and two of the greatest comics of all time.
Facts.
I would like to say I have been selling out arenas these last couple of years, something a female comic has never done. That's a big deal to me, especially because I know I do my best every night on stage for the audience and they have a good time. She said, I didn't ask for the same as my friends. I did ask for more than the initial offer. I will continue to work my ass off and be the best performer I can be. The reports of me demanding or insisting on equal to them aren't true.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you trying. I'm not mad at anybody trying to get more money, but don't say that you
she didn't say it.
Deserve as much as Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock.
Basically, she's saying she never said that. That initial report from Variety, she never said that. She just wanted more money.
Because you know how you could do that.
You know how the optics look when you say stuff like that. Oh, I'm funny. I'm a comedian. I deserve as much as Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock. No, you don't. You haven't been around as long as them. You're not as funny as them. You don't have the resume as them. Don't have nothing to do with gender, skin color, or anything.
All right. Well, speaking of money, Judge Judy. Now, they talked about how she got her $47 million a year salary.
Lord have mercy.
I love that.
I need to get as much money as Judge Judy. Drop on the clues bombs with Judge Judy.
She won it.
She actually had to testify in a suit that was brought against her bosses that claims the network pays her too much money. And so it came out that what happened was she was negotiating with the president of CBS during a meal, and she handed over a list of demands, and one of those demands was pay raises. And she said, we sit across the table, I hand him the envelope, and I say, don't read it now. Let's have a nice dinner. Call me tomorrow. You want it? Fine. Otherwise, I'll produce it myself. That's what she testified.
I'm going to try that with my boss.
Go ahead.
All
right, so yeah, that's how she ended up getting all of that money that she got.
Cause she said, just leave it in an envelope, right?
She could produce that show herself. And I mean, $47 million a year. Hey.
That's the beauty of the era we live in. You know, you can absolutely create your own platforms. You can produce things yourself if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Mel B got into it with Simon Cowell on America's Got Talent. She didn't like a little joke that he made because she is going through that divorce. And it's a pretty nasty divorce. There's accusations of domestic violence, other situations. And here's the joke that he made that she got upset at.
Simon, I'm sure you've experienced things before, live, crazy stuff happening. How does this make you feel right
now? Well, I'm kind of imagining this would be like Mel B's wedding night. A lot of ants.
Wow.
Not much promise or delivery.
She ain't let him finish the joke, though. You gotta let him get the joke out all the way first.
Well, I guess she's a sensitive topic.
Yeah,
for
it was
her.
Too soon. That's too soon.
She's still going through it.
Yeah.
She said it was just a joke, though. She said she threw the water in a jokey way and made sure there was no ice.
Yeah.
Although I don't know how you can make sure of that. You didn't even know you were going to throw the water. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey.
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, August 24th goes to a young man named Yaksan Rosado. You know, it used to be a show on TV called World's Dumbest Criminals. It was on True TV for like 16 seasons. Now, in the world of TV, that's forever. And I believe the only reason this show isn't on anymore is because they simply got tired of doing it. Because the damn show wasn't for a lack of dumbass criminals. And guy like Yaksan are proof of that. Now, let the record show that Yaksan is from Florida. What does your Uncle Sharla always say about Florida? Kids, the craziest people in all of America exist in the Bronx and all of Florida. Yaksan is 22 years old, and he, like most youngins, suffers from a lack of focus because Yaksan is a car thief, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I never understood the concept of stealing someone's car to go joyriding. It's like a waste of calories to me, okay? If you steal a car and drive it right to the chop shop or you take it to someone to buy it from you so they can sell it overseas, I get that. It's for the money. Still a crime I don't agree with, but I understand why people do it for the money. But when you steal a car just to go joyride, it makes no sense to me. You can get with your friends, put together some money, and get someone to rent you a car if you want a joyride. Borrow a parent's car or something if you want a joyride. Well, Yaksan didn't quite use the car for joyriding. He had other plans. Let's go to News 6 Orlando for the report, please.
22-year-old Yoxin Feliciano Rosado is charged with stealing a car. But it's not the crime that has everyone talking, it's about how deputies caught him. According to investigators, Rosado was on the hunt for eclipse glasses. After striking out at one store, Rosado bought himself a welding helmet at a Harbor Freight Tools in Kissimmee. What he didn't know is he was being followed by the Intrepid Auto Theft Unit of the Orange County Sheriff's Office.
Comes out, puts it on, is standing in the middle of the parking lot next to the stolen car, looks up in the sky, and starts staring at the sun.
While Rosado was gazing into the once-in-a-lifetime occurrence, deputies made the arrest.
He didn't have a clue that they were even walking up to him. He was so absorbed at looking at the eclipse that he had no idea that he was being tracked or that officers were going to walk up and make an arrest. It was easy, textbook. And they got their man.
And on top of all that, we spoke with astronomers and hardware specialists who both pointed out that an auto-dimming welding helmet just like this one that the suspect used isn't even safe to view the eclipse.
Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Florida, round of applause to Florida for being consistent. Okay, your Uncle Charlotte tells you all the time that the craziest people in all of America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. When will y'all listen to me? Kids, you can't steal a car and then act like the car is yours and do regular stuff with it. You can't make stops at the gym. No pulling up in Chick-fil-A drive-thru. You can't pull over in a parking lot to roll a blunt. None of that should be done in a stolen car. The car is stolen, meaning it's not yours. Meaning that the owner of said car has called the police and reported the car stolen. Meaning police have the license plate and description of the car. They are trying to find the car. They are trying to find the person who stole the car. How could you submit your will to the devil and steal a car, but then sit in that car and look up and marvel at the works of God in the form of a solar eclipse? I am convinced that kids don't know right from wrong anymore. Or at least kids in Florida. Okay, when I was 22, I knew what I was doing was wrong. I think this young boy, Yoxin, actually felt entitled to someone else's car. I believe he looked at this car and said, this should be mine. Didn't do anything to earn it, not his, just I want it. So he took it. There's no other way to explain why he would steal a car and then go look for glasses to wear during the solar eclipse, walk to a hardware store, buy a welding mask, put the welding mask on, stand outside of the stolen car, and just stare up in the sky. You know what? There is an explanation for it.
It's a Mitsubishi Eclipse?
That would be good.
No, he's from Florida. Okay. All right. The eclipse was an amazing thing to see. But was it worth taking a penitentiary chance?
Can I ask one question?
Oh, boy.
Because I know no question's stupid. Is a welding mask something that would have protected you from, protected your eyes from the solar eclipse?
No.
I didn't. Said no.
They said
no.
Actually, okay.
Were you listening?
Yes, they said.
I just wanted to double check.
No. Astronomers and who else did they say?
Is he blind?
Astronomers.
Yeah. Astronomers or, and somebody else both said that, no, the welding mask is
did
not
he have,
safe.
Does he have no. an issue with his eyes now?
I have no idea.
That's okay. Too many questions.
I'm just wondering.
I just know Yoxin is facing 5 years in prison. Okay. 5 years. But the good news is that will get him out in time for the next eclipse in 2024. Please give Yoxin Rosado some of the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
Well, Florida. At least you've seen the eclipse.
Florida, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Florida.
DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
What's going on? It's Van Dam.
Van Dam sounds like a fake name, but I ride with you. What's up?
Oh, no, this is my artist name. I'm from Atlanta, V-A-H-N-D-A-M-M. But, yeah, question for Angela
Yee. Are you a rapper?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm in Atlanta, you know. I'm from the Midwest originally. But my question today is, what do women appreciate more out of fathers? Do they appreciate time we put in and hard work, or just, you know, the gifts and things like that, the material stuff?
Not it in probably this generation depends on time. Who your baby mom is.
Well, in this day and time, it just seemed like with the, you know, internet, do girls just want, you know, to show off, you know, the clothes and the gifts that they get from guys, or is it like, you know, the old days, you know? Like, I feel like, that's missing, you know?
What's going on, Van Dam? What's the problem?
Well, you know, it's just like, you know, I was doing everything I was supposed to do for my kid and, you know, the mother, and, you know, she just kind of, you know, disappeared
okay,
on me.
Van Dam, I don't know. You have to tell me. So you were doing everything as far
like,
as providing for your child and taking care
of it. Taking care of it, working hard, 19 hours a day, you mm-hmm. know, and then she just like, if I don't work, I don't see my kid. And I'm just like, but you showing off all the good clothes and all this stuff I was doing and bragging, and it's just like swinging from my tail, me and my cousin Marvelous, you know, swinging from our tail and our popularity and our fame and little buzz, and it's just like, what's going on with these, you know, women today? Like, that's not even...
You should really be more focused on your daughter.
Yeah.
Than on your daughter's mother and what she's doing on Instagram.
Well, it's not even her. It's just like, you know, when you busting your back like that, you know, working hard, it's just like, God, like, you know, you just kind of...
Well, you're busting your ass and working hard for yourself too, right? And to provide
for
your
daughter. Yeah, most definitely.
So that's just a given. I can't just say I commend you. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to work.
Well, my question is, it's just with social media. What is it? Is it the time? I mean, because you asked women out there, is it the time the women like, or is it just like the gifts nowadays and the stay in time? You know,
with your daughter or time with the mother?
Well, time with, do women appreciate time with the time a man put in, a father puts in, or do they just want the glitz and the glam?
Let me ask you this. We should all, in an ideal world, men and women would respect each other that have children together. Do you appreciate the time that she puts in also?
Yeah, most definitely.
Do you think she would say that?
I don't know what she would say, but I don't know. I think
that no matter what the relationship is that you have with the mother, focus on your daughter. Don't worry about what she appreciates, what she doesn't appreciate. Do what you have to do for your child, because that's the number one priority. And if that means that you have to set up some type of visitation or whatever it is that you have to do, set up child support for yourself, there's nothing wrong with that. But just be proactive in being in your daughter's life, because there's nobody that can tell you, it doesn't matter if she's proud of you, she appreciates it, the mom. What matters is that your daughter appreciates it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That. Thanks. I appreciate that. I needed that this morning. But look, Election Flow, marvelous.
Let me hear something, Van Dam. Let me hear something. Let me see if you.
Are you from Columbia?
No, I'm from Atlanta. I live in Atlanta, Sandy Springs.
Let me hear something.
Oh boy.
Do a rap about your daughter. Let's see how much you care.
How much I care?
I'm kidding.
Live on air? No, we ain't got to do that.
Come on, live on air. You a rapper. This is a great platform for you.
He's trash and he know he trash. You don't want to embarrass himself.
Give me an ASCII. If it's a good freestyle, I'll use it as an intro.
As an intro? Nah, it's okay. I ain't got nothing to say, you know. Hey.
Come on, you don't want nothing to say.
That's why your walking career like ain't going to never flourish. Huh?
No, you know what? I'm just like, it's cool. Walk it like you talk it, you know?
What?
Like, listen to that track. Walk it like you talk it. Go listen to that track.
I want to hear you now, live.
I don't have nothing live to say. You know, I was calling about a question. You know, that's all. Nothing else. Nothing more.
I ain't called to be a rapper today. Okay?
No, I ain't called to be a rapper. No, I didn't. You know what I mean? I didn't. No, it's like, it's a time and a place, so.
All right.
I appreciate that time.
Just remember that your daughter is top priority. Never lose sight of that. Don't worry about I know it's easier if you guys have a good relationship, but just always put her first.
I appreciate that.
All right, ma'am.
All right, blessings, y'all.
Walk it like you talk it, all right?
Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. What line you want to go to?
Well, let's do anonymous caller on line 8.
Hello, who's this?
Hi. I would just say that I'm anonymous for now.
Okay. What's your question for Ye?
Well, my question for Ye is that what steps should I take in terms of trying to get assistance? I went to court on Tuesday, and I was served with a writ of restitution against me, and I have to be out of my apartment by Monday, or the sheriffs are going to come out on Monday and physically move both me and my children out. Mm-hmm. And I thought that there were some friends that would be able to assist me, and I don't know what to do.
Mm. Assist you as far as a place to go?
Money.
And yes, money. I don't have the funds, you know, needed in order to rent a truck, pay for storage or anything like that. These are very, very difficult and hard times for us, mm-hmm. and I don't know what to do.
All right, so you don't have any family, no friends, nobody that is able to help you?
No, not right now. I've already, ask them, and they have helped, but it's gotten to the point where they're no longer able to do that.
Is there a place that you can at least stay?
No, nothing.
Welfare?
Well, with Monday being right around the corner, and I don't qualify for welfare or anything like that. I receive Social Security.
Oh.
You lend us some money.
You might lend us some money? Well,
pardon me?
This is what I would say. And I would assume that there's no, no savings or anything that you have, no retirement, anything that you could borrow against?
No.
And the script for the weekend?
No.
How old is she?
I mean, this is a dire situation. She has 2 children and nowhere to go and nobody to help her.
Well, I have 3, but only 2 live with me.
Where's your other child?
He has his own place.
Is there anybody that can, I guess he's grown.
Why you don't go live with him?
Yeah.
Well, due to the situation, that's not an option either.
Okay, what about your kids? Where can your kids go? Is there anybody that can take the, where's their father?
They brother house, who got his own crib.
You don't speak to your son? You don't speak to that son, do you?
Well, we're just going through some tribulations. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, I see. I was having a soft heart. You better call your son. That's your son at the end of the day. Regardless of what you're going through,
he's not
going
to want to see his mama on the street.
Yeah, that's your son.
And you know what? I think figure out where you can have your kids in a family stable.
He does not, you know, as far as my son is concerned, he does not have the room or the... put it this way, it's not an option that we can stay even temporarily with him. Like I said, there's a lot that's not being discussed.
He has a roof.
But, you know, I don't...
As long as there's a roof, y'all figure it out.
She's not telling us the full story.
Yeah.
You can't properly diagnose this unless you tell me the full story.
It's not a lot of information here. Are your kids in school, the other two?
No, they're not right now. No.
How old are they?
I'd rather not get into, you know, how old they are right
now. All right.
I'm sorry,
day.
But there's not much...
Blessings to you.
Yeah, we can really do unless we have more
information.
You
got to be truthful and honest, Mama, so we can try to help
you. Listen, email me at helpmeyee@gmail.com, and you can give me some information.
Well, because of the fact that my computer is being accessed through an outside source...
Yeah, nothing working in your mama. The only thing worked for you is the phone. She's trying to finesse the plug. She tried to call up here with a sob story thinking we were just going to be like, you know what? We're going to put something in your bank account.
I feel bad. I was actually going to say, okay, well, let's play for a hotel for her until she get it together.
Not Charla.
Nah. Not if you got a son. Your son...
Something ain't right. She's lying
well,
about
if
something.
If there's a way that you can figure out how to email me, text it from your phone or whatever, then do that and I'll see. I just want to know more information, but I can't really tell you because we don't know enough.
All right. Well, Ask Ye.
All right.
But you got to tell us the full story when you call up here for Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Why is that song called Redbone anyway?
It must be about red bones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious.
I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Colin Kaepernick.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Well, there was a rally outside NFL headquarters in New York yesterday, a United We Stand rally, and that's in support of Colin Kaepernick. All right, Tamika Mallory, who's a friend to the show, by the way, spoke there, and the NAACP was tweeting, "We demand that the NFL protect the rights of their players who speak out on injustice. Every Colin Kaepernick will tell you that even Colin Kaepernick will tell you that it's not just about Colin Kaepernick. We're here standing for justice for all." Here is Tamika Mallory.
They say, well, people get dropped from teams all the time, but those who are saying that to you are confused. They have decided to ignore racism, bigotry, and white supremacy in this country. We are not stupid, brothers and sisters. Don't let them tell you that we are out here for one man. I like Colin Kaepernick. I think he is a good dude, but I didn't come out here today for one man.
I'm glad that Tamika said that because I did feel like we was getting off message with the NFL protest. I think sometimes people forget what Colin was kneeling for to begin with. The messages of protest, the police brutality and social injustice, not to get Colin a job back in the NFL.
Right. I guess for some people, though, it's a bigger thing than just Colin. As far as NFL, I don't think anybody anticipated all this coming out of him.
It should have always been bigger than Colin. I mean, Colin knows it's bigger than him.
As far as the NFL, though, I mean, I think what that was it just highlighted like, damn, is it really that, you know, you can't even stand up kneel down for what you believe in the NFL. And then it brings into question, what are these owners thinking?
I just have a question. Like, you know, the NFL building in the city. But don't each individual team can decide who they want to pick as a player or who they want to hire as a player?
Yeah, but when every team clearly is not trying to sign Colin Kaepernick, then there's something else going on.
It's like a widespread problem.
Clearly a call has been made or something.
But it almost feels like we should go to the individual franchises in every city. Because the NFL...
Why?
Because it's the franchise that actually picks the players. They're the one that buys the players and trades the players.
The NFL is the system that all these teams are under. Like, you can't, I think it'd be a more concerted effort.
It feels like
effort.
A conspiracy.
Right.
It's a more concerted effort to go right in front of NFL headquarters.
Well, Colin Kaepernick posted on Instagram, the $1 million pledge is still going strong because, you know, he has pledged to donate $1 million. He says they have so far donated $800,000 and he has $200,000 left to go. So this month he actually donated, one of the things he donated to was J. Cole's Dreamville Foundation.
I seen that. That was dope.
As well as the Lower East Side Girls Club and 100 Suits for 100 Men.
Drop on the clues bomb for Colin Kaepernick and the Know Your Rights Camp, damn it. I feel like Dreamville should be donating to the Know Your Rights Camp. J. Cole getting a lot of money out here, but congratulations. Wow.
All right, now Ice Cube is going to be broadcasting games from his Big 3 network live now. He has a new radio station on Dash Radio, and they're going to broadcast live from the games. There's going to be interviews with the players. There's going to be highlights, a weekly media conference with Ice Cube as well, and he's going to have some of the players do playlists. So it should be pretty interesting because obviously basketball and hip-hop, he said, has gone together since the latter's inception. The culture of one moves into the other. When we were building this league, this experience, the soundtrack was just as important as the venue. We couldn't just bring in a DJ and put him in a corner. So
this is going to be for next season because this weekend, I think, is the last game, right?
Yeah, it's available now.
Okay.
Big 3 Radio is available now if you go to Dash Radio. All right, and Rihanna has launched the Dollar Campaign, and that's a fundraiser for education. So under her Clara Lionel Foundation, she's going to do that. That's going to help aspiring students in Malawi and those who donate to help send children to school. That initiative gives people who donate a chance to win a ticket to the Diamond Ball as well. That takes place in New York City on September 14th. So every dollar donated gives one brick to a school in Malawi. Every $5 provides 5 bricks to a school. Every $10 provides 10 books. Every $15 provides a girl with essential school supplies. And every $20 provides a month of schooling for a girl. So you know the breakdown of where your money is going.
Good.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow.